Thanks for holding with us, David.
Sure, Tony. Thank you. Now, I've consistently said if a teacher is properly evaluated, doesn't do well, assistance is provided that teacher to improve, the teacher doesn't improve, the teacher should leave, and if the teacher doesn't leave, the teacher should be fired. That is different from the teacher ever again being able to teach, because there are factors that I listed in the beginning of this show which come into play, which may be the reason the teacher is not doing well, although it's no fault of the teacher. So it's a distinction between being fired from your job for not doing it versus never, ever, ever being able to do that job again in the future, regardless of the reason you weren't doing well in your job.
All right.
That's the distinction.
A teacher's fired, and what happens next? They can apply to another school district, and the school district can say yay or nay?
Teacher's fired. Let's just assume that firing sticks, and there was reason for the firing, and they want to look for a job in another school district, and that school district can consider whether or not to hire that teacher. And that school district, if they're doing their job, would undoubtedly contact the prior school district and ask about why that teacher no longer works there and what the situation was, and then the new school district will make a judgment.
All right, David, appreciate your time, as always. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Tony. Have a good day.